Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris. I'll talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll give you the opportunity to meet them. I'd like to introduce you to Steve Robleski. Steve's here to talk to me today about his latest book, Understanding the Book of Revelation. Steve, welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, you have got a really interesting and varied background. I read your bio, and I'd like for you to share some of that with our listeners. Tell us a little about yourself.
Okay, sure. I was born, raised in Indiana, went to normal public schools, and then shortly after college, I joined the Army. When I was in college, I studied psychology. I got a bachelor's in psychology from Purdue University. Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon, he went to Purdue, so that was kind of nice with our school.
I love
it. After graduating from college, I'm sorry.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. After graduating from college, I joined the Army in 2003, and it was the year that we caught Saddam Hussein, and I was over in Iraq when we caught him. I didn't catch him. Other members of my team did, but I was there, and so that was kind of nice to be a part of history there.
Wow, you really were a witness to history, Steve. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And then we caught him in 2003. Our unit, the 2nd Cavalry, got sent back home in 2004, and then I got my orders to come to Fort Drum, New York, when I was in Fallujah, and I came back to New York, or traveled, lived in New York, I guess, and I've been here ever since.
What started you writing? Was there a person? Was there an event?
When I was in college, I studied a lot of the scriptures. In my church, I'm what you call maybe a scriptorian, and a lot of people come to me for advice and this and that on the scriptures. And so I just felt prompted to start writing about them. The first one I did was I wrote an entire commentary on the Book of Mormon. A verse-by-verse commentary for that whole entire book, all 531 pages.
That's a huge undertaking.
Oh, yes. It has over 6,000 verses. The book itself is about 1,500 pages. I haven't got that one published yet, but it's at least written and ready for the undertaking. The other ones, the next one I did was a commentary on the Book of Revelation, and a commentary on the Book of Isaiah.
So, what should our listeners expect when they go to your latest book, The Understanding the Book of Revelation? What's it like? Tell me a little about it. Give me an overview.
This was a fabulous undertaking and really pinpoints topics, very user-friendly. What you do is you have your Bible in front of you. I based it off of the King James Version. I know there are different versions out there, but I chose the King James. And so what you do is you read a particular verse. Let's say Revelation chapter 5, verse 2. Then you look in my book and read what I wrote about the 5th chapter of Revelation, verse 2. And it's right in there, all the chapters, all the verses. Makes it very user-friendly. People think that the Book of Revelation is more or less about the apocalypse, and it's filled with dread and terror and strange beasts flying around and that. But John the Revelator, he's a prophet of God, prophet of Jesus, and he fills our eyes, our ears, our minds with messages of peace, love, understanding, the the love of God, the brotherhood of all humanity, and things like that. It's not just about the end of the world. There's a lot of other topics in Revelation.
How did you choose the two that you've written about? You've written about Isaiah, and you've written about Revelation. Why those two?
Because they were the hardest. It had been easy to write about all the generations of numbers from the Old Testament, or the book of Exodus with the story of Moses. I chose these two because they were the hardest and needed the most attention. Because when people study the scriptures, sometimes it gets frustrating. You can't understand what a particular prophet's saying. And that's when the user has to get on their knees, or they can't get on their knees, to sit down, whatever, and ask God what's being said. What does God have to say to them? And Isaiah and Revelation happen to be the most difficult. And so I felt to give users the best experience, the best help in undertaking those books.
What's your writing process like when you go through? I mean, I'm overwhelmed by the amount of work that you've done. How do you do this? How do you sit down with this, and what's your process?
Well, the first thing is try to make sure my kids are not running around screaming. And I get in front of my computer, and I sit down, usually with a Word document, and I open the scriptures. I prefer the paper scriptures. I know there's Kindles and iPads, I this, I that, and all kinds of electronic gizmos out there. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I personally prefer reading the scriptures, or any book for that matter, when I can actually flip pages. And so I thumb through the scriptures, and I start with the verses, and I go from there. I sat down and said, okay, what's Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 say? And I went to town from there.
Tell me about some of your other work.
Well, besides the commentaries on Revelation and Isaiah and the Book of Mormon, I recently wrote a movie script about the life of Christ. I called it The Messiah. I'm still trying to find a publisher, a producer or director to bite off on it. And I went through several agencies, but you know, these things take time. And this is a movie that is unlike any other, because I'm fans of most of the Jesus movies. You know, there's Passion of the Christ from Mel Gibson, The King of Kings, The Greatest Story Ever Told, Jesus of Nazareth. All those are great Jesus movies, and I actually have all of them. The one that I've done focuses on issues that others usually don't. One of them is this. God created man in his image. Whose image did he create woman out of? And so, with Latter-day Saints, there are other religions out there that believe that we also have a heavenly mother. So God, being both a man and a separate being, a woman, a father and a mother, loving parents, living in heaven, looking over us and taking care of us. And so, in the pre-mortal life, or the war in heaven, where we cast Lucifer out, I involved Heavenly Mother. And I went through the war in heaven, and then casting Lucifer out, the fall of man with Adam and Eve, and then I sped through up to the life of Christ. I chose a few similar stories, a few well-known stories about the life of Christ. A lot of them you'll see in the typical Jesus movies. But there are a few topics I chose to include that others usually don't. For example, Christ was approaching a particular town in his travels, and all of a sudden he found a fig tree that had been barren. And it was in the morning time, and he was hungry, and he was kind of upset. He couldn't have figs from this tree because they weren't, I think the story was they weren't ripe, but the other fig trees were ripe, and so there was something wrong with this one. And he kind of got upset, and he cursed the tree, and it withered to dust.
Wow.
Right before his eyes and the eyes of his apostles. And they got really surprised. Peter's probably like, Master, what are you doing? And then the atonement of Jesus Christ, where he kneels down in the Garden of Gethsemane and suffers for the sins of man. I chose to involve Lucifer and other characters in that event, because to me, atoning for our sins was the most important thing that Jesus did for us, because by doing that, it's saving our eternal souls. And so I have Lucifer there, hazing him a little while, and then I invited other prophets in, encouraging Jesus to move on, to keep going, to suffer through the pain and agony. And so there's that, and then there's the crucifixion. And I just chose, you'll have to go through the script and read it, but I chose different stories or alterations of stories that other directors or movie writers typically don't use. And it's very, very unique.
Well, you sound like you have some really interesting takes and ideas about how this could be done. You're right. I don't think I've ever heard a plot described quite like the one that you have. Where did all that come from? Did that come straight from your imagination?
No, it's what my church teaches. Like, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints teaches that we indeed have a loving Heavenly Mother that cares about us and takes care of us, just like Heavenly Father. We teach that Lucifer was cast out of heaven in the beginning for rebellion, and that Jesus atoned for our sins in the Garden of Gethsemane and fulfilled the law of Moses by becoming the last blood sacrifice when he was crucified on the cross. And so that put an end to the law of Moses and killing animals and things like that to make up for sin.
I can't wait for you to get it produced. Perhaps a producer will hear this interview and maybe we'll have a hand in helping you out, Steve.
Oh, hopefully. Thanks.
I'm sure that our listeners' interest is piqued about the book. So let's talk a little bit about where it's available. I went to Amazon, and all they have to do is go to the search feature, that's the book search feature, that's at the top of the Amazon homepage, and they just put in understanding the book of Revelation, and then they put your last name, they put your first and last name, and I'm going to spell that for them because it's not apparent how it's spelled. The way it's pronounced is not exactly the way it's spelled. Your first name is easy, it's Steve or Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, and your last name is Wroblewski, spelled W-R-O-B-L-E-W-S-K-I. And if they put that in the search feature, click on it, then the Kindle version of your book will come up. Is there anywhere else that they could find the book?
For purchase, not for purchase. It's this one, Understanding the Book of Revelation, is the Kindle version.
Mm-hmm.
The Epistemian Commentary of the Book of Revelation and the Epistemian Commentary of the Book of Isaiah, the readers are also going to see on the page when they search my name in Amazon. I'm currently undergoing finding another publisher for those.
Okay.
And so those can be available sometime soon, hopefully. But the Epistemian Commentary of the Book of Revelation is the same same book, the same idea as understanding Revelation. I have the Isaiah commentary in other formats if the viewer, listener, reader, whatever, would like to contact me. They can email me, and I can get them either a paperback or an e-card or electronic version of that, and I can send that to them, no problem.
You also have a Facebook page, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
Could they contact you through your Facebook page to request a copy of either of those books?
Oh, yes. Yes, they can. If they go to Facebook.Stephen.Robleski.5, they'll find me, and that's mine. I'm in my old battle fatigues as the profile picture, and then as the background picture, there's the cover, the art cover that I made for the episode, or the understanding, the book of Revelation. And yes, they can message me, and I'll be happy to accommodate them.
Now, are you doing anything else from a social media standpoint besides the Facebook page?
Yes, I also have a Twitter page. If you go on twitter.com/RevelationStone, all one word, Revelation is a capital R, and Stone is a capital S. But it's twitter.com/RevelationStone, and the understanding of the book of Revelation can be found there, too. The profile picture has the front cover of the book, and the background picture is a big city.
It's been so interesting to talk with you today, Steve. You've got so many interesting ideas, and your book sounds like it's going to be absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Book on Air.
Thank you, ma'am.
You'll have an opportunity to meet Steve. His book will be featured at Book Expo America, to be held in New York City in May. Check the website for more information. I hope that you'll join me next time for the next Books on Air. Until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book, and thank you so much for being with us.